So the question was asked, how should a parent react if their child just received candy, which they're uncertain is kosher, or they have reason to doubt whether it's kosher? So I'll tell you what happened to me. We were traveling, we were in the airport, we were with the kids, and a stranger came up and said, "What sweet children?" And he pulled out sweets and he gave each of the children. And I said, "I'm sorry, children, each of you give it back to the person." And then I said, "I'm sorry, sir. They don't know you, and you'll agree with me that it's in their best interest to get used to the idea that they don't accept candy from strangers. I'm very sorry, please take your candy back." That's reaction number one. I'm lucky I came up with the idea right away. The kids weren't too happy with me, but they saw I meant business. This wasn't going to be a game. And it's important that kids get a sense when it means business. Now let's take scenario number two. We're in shul. A man walks into shul and starts giving out candy. The candy has no wrapper. I don't know who this person is. I know this is an area where there are Orthodox Jews and Reformed Jews and Conservative Jews, and there are a lot of different people around and different standards and no standards of kashrus. There's everything, okay? I don't know what this guy is giving my children. So I tell the children, we don't eat every hetcher, and if someone gives you candy without a wrapper in shul, so remember, children, out of shul you don't accept candy from people you don't know, or when your parents aren't around if it isn't at home. And in shul, if it's without a wrapper, you come to me and ask me what you could eat or not. And this is a situation that repeated itself numerous times with my kids. And or even with a wrapper, right. Even with the wrapper, right. Right, they can't read it, right. You said it right. I said it wrong. Meaning my children know when they get candy, they come to me and they ask me, is this a hechsher that we eat? So the first thing that happens is they get the candy and they come back and ask me, is this kosher? So my answer in shul is always, it's kosher. The question is this a hechsher that we eat? A Jew gave it to you, why should you think it's not kosher? The question is, do we eat that hechsher? Which I think is important. Children shouldn't look at another Jew and think he's not eating kosher. The fact that maybe he's not eating kosher is a different point. Like I said, this happened to have been a synagogue where there were people who weren't eating kosher. But it doesn't matter. My children know, and this is something that you train them. They get candy from someone, they come to me and ask me if it's a hechsher that they eat. I've gotten them accustomed to the idea that if their grandparents give them candy, Baruch Hashem, we're in a situation where whatever their grandparents give them, they could eat. They don't have to ask me if it's a hechsher that we eat. I don't have to insult the grandparents, but Baruch Hashem, that's the scenario. I'm saying not everyone has that scenario. The second thing that happens when they come to you and you get them used to asking you, is this a hechsher that we eat? Is that you teach them, don't ask me that in shul. Don't insult the guy who gave you the candy. He gave you the candy, you say thank you, put it in your pocket and wait till we walk out of shul to ask me that question. So it's a training session. You train the kids. A, all my kids do it. What?
They'll wait until outside the shul.
100%. They'll be very antsy, but they'll wait.
How?
Well, they know that. I'm going to give them over the head if they don't. What are you insulting this guy for? They understand. If they're old enough to come to shul, and they're old enough to get candy in shul, then they're old enough to understand that you don't ask in front of the guy, is this a hechsher that we eat? So, it's stages. First stage is, you don't take candy from strangers. Second stage is, in shul, so you can take candies from strangers. Third stage is, when you get the candy, so, and that goes with the second stage, you'll come back and ask me if that's a hechsher that we eat. Not is it kosher, but is that something we eat? And then, if not, now, what happens if not? I come to shul with spare candies. My kids don't know this. If it's not a hechsher that we eat, so then I make an exchange somehow. Sometimes I overtly tell them, I brought these candies instead. They always ask me that great question. Abba, what do you do with the candy? I don't answer that question.
Why don't?
Well, usually the issue is, almost always the issue was with open candy, which I wouldn't give to anyone else anyways. It's been through so many hands, so many germs, what am I going to give it to? But if it's a closed package of candy that has no hechsher, so then I'll give it to someone who's not Jewish. Let them enjoy it. There are other people to give it to. Why should I throw it out? But I wouldn't bring it home, meaning that's assuming I could find someone like that quickly enough that I won't be roaming around the house and end up getting eaten. I won't bring it home and leave it lying around the house.
Do you actually know anybody not Jewish?
I do, Baruch Hashem. So then the kids get used to that, and then finally they have to ask that question outside shul. When if it's not a hechsher, if I don't know the hechsher, or it's not a hechsher that we eat, I take it.
I see you in your pocket and you make the magic.
No, so I tell them, I'll give you something else instead. I do give them something else instead. Meaning, I give them something else instead, or I say, ooh, I know there's another candy man who gives out the hechsherim that we eat, we'll go to him. And very often, I set up that candy man. There's a guy here in yeshiva who's my steady candy man. I always bring him the candies, and when I come here with my kids, I give him the candies to give the kids. Now, you have to do that smartly, too. When I wanted my son to get used to going to shul, every shul I went to, I'd have a candy in my pocket, and I'd find someone when he wasn't looking, and I'd tell him, go give him the candy, and tell him he's davening nicely. So I didn't mean candy man in the shul. You know? Say that. What can I do? You know, at the end of the day, he wanted to go to shul. All his other siblings also want to go to shul now. But okay, fine. So if someone surprises me, a guest, and pulls out a candy and gives it to the kid, and I can't know what type of hechsher it is, so first of all, if it's someone that's learned, someone that keeps Torah and mitzvahs ordinarily, so you can assume that someone keeps Torah and mitzvahs, gives you something kosher. That's okay to assume. But if for whatever reason it's someone who you don't know, sometimes all kinds of people come, right? So then there are two things. Number one, on principle, I tell them to take the candy back. And I explain. I say, look, we have in our house a few hundred people a year that come. Now it's probably less. Maybe it's 100, 150 people that come through the house every year. My kids are used to strangers, but they have to get used to the idea that they don't accept things from strangers. And that's why I say the Machon Meir guys are not allowed to pick up my kids. And that's why I tell guests, please don't pick up the kids. Because there's a limit to how many uncles a kid can have. You're here this year, another guy's here next year, the following guy's, every year they have a new 100 set of uncles. That's not going to work. They have to learn there's a concept of a stranger. And I explain this to the guest. I explain it calmly and politely. And I say, look, it's not right to the kids. They have to learn that they're strangers. And that's why they're not allowed to open the door to Machon Meir students. They're not allowed to open the door to people who have been guests in our home, because we have a lot of guests, Baruch Hashem, and they have to know that they can't open the door without permission. We have guests in our home who are ex-convicts and all kinds of things with all kinds of histories, which I respect and value, but that doesn't mean I'm going to let my five-year-old open the door to anyone that knocks on the door. You know, they have to learn that there is such a concept as a stranger, and although we have a lot of guests, that doesn't mean that they could open the door to everyone. And on the same note, I also say they can't accept candy from strangers. And that's point number one, which I think is very important. Point number two is to be diplomatic. Let's say it's someone who feels like he's a ben bayit. He's been in our house 50 times. And he's pulling out a candy, and I can't trust that what he's bringing me is kosher. I know he's not even kosher. We've had ben bayit like that. We've had people who were by us 50 to 100 times, and I knew they weren't keeping Shabbos or kashrus yet. So even though they mean well, that doesn't mean they know how to do well, right? So then I'm diplomatic. And I can't hurt his feelings, even though I still feel the same thing, but he might not understand it. So then I say, look, I'm sorry, the kids haven't eaten supper yet, they're not updating candies right now, everyone give me the candies, and when the time comes, we'll have the candies. And then I pocket them, and then after the person leaves, they get lost, or whatever. They magically switch into candies with a good hechsher, maybe I look at it and it has a good hechsher. You know, it depends on if the kids remember it or not. If they remember it, sometimes they forget. Sometimes they come to me a day or two later and say, hey, what happened to those candies? And I'll say, I don't know what happened to the candies, you know. Then I don't feel like it's my achrayus to pay up to. If they remember at the end of the meal. So then very often I'll say, you guys are on the verge of going to sleep, and it's not good to have sugar on your teeth before you go to sleep. You're about to brush your teeth. Tomorrow morning we'll have the candies. Yeah, you find a diplomatic excuse to get out of it. And you say, it's going to stay by me, and tomorrow you'll get it. I don't think you have to go head on. Whenever you can do things diplomatically, I think that's better.
So what if the kids start crying after they never get candy?
No, so I said, if it's a situation where they're going to ask me about it right away, so then I give them a different candy right away. And sometimes I'll tell them, after the person leaves, I'll tell them, I'm sorry, this is a hechsher we don't eat, so we'll give it to someone else who does eat it, let them enjoy it, but we're going to eat the, I'll give you a different candy instead. They have to learn to respect other Jews who are different than them. They have to learn to say, this is kosher, but I don't eat it. And they have to learn that sometimes in life we don't get exactly what we wanted. Maybe what he gave them was a better candy than what I have. Fine, that's what I can do. But I'm going to try to be fair to them. I don't think it's unfair if they forgot about the candy by the next morning. I don't think there's anything terrible if nothing happens with that candy. Don't forget, I'm allowed to decide how much candy my kids get. I'm still their parent. Just because I'm a nice guy and a guy walked into my house and he decided he's giving them candy doesn't mean I'm not the parent. And so I'm also entitled to say, I'm sorry, I don't want my kids to have candy today. I want to be a nice guy, so I might not tell them that. But I am entitled to do that. And I am entitled also to tell my kids, no, you're not going to have this candy. You've had enough candy today. So I was at, I was a guest at someone's house, and the kids ate sweets. And then they drank sodas. I don't give my kids sodas. Not because I'm such a bad guy, not because I think soda is the worst poison in the world, but because my kids get hyper when they drink soda. But I'm a guest. He's pouring them the soda. I don't want them to give him the soda, but I'm a guest, so I'm not going to fight him. Fine. That's over. We go to a kiddush. At the kiddush, it happens to be someone I'm connected to, so they set me up at the dais with the guy, the Bala Simcha. So I'm stuck up there with the people of the Simcha, and my kids are out there gorging their heads out. Fine. I call the kids in, and I say, guys, you guys had a ton of sweets today. That's it. No more sweets. You want to eat fruits? You want to eat vegetables? You want to eat nuts? You want to eat pretzels? Fine. Anything with sugar? Not. So now my kids become professors, and they start picking up everything and looking at the ingredients. Does this have sugar? I said, kids, you don't do that. You know, everyone thinks they're looking for the hechsher. I say, that you don't do. I'm telling you what you could have. You could have fruits, vegetables, nuts. Okay? That's what you could have. Fine. What do the kids do? They want to take advantage of me. So they come up to me with a bottle of soda and a cup. Can I have this? So I say, no, we discussed you're not having soda. They're smart. They didn't stump ask me. What do they know is about to happen? Some of the people sitting next to me say, here, I'll pour you the cup of soda. Okay? So now I'm stuck. I'm sitting there. I said no. He says yes. So I say to the kids, I said no, you're not going to drink the soda. But then the guy's a wise aleck. He pours them a cup of soda. So the kids had enough chinuch that they knew what was good for them, and they didn't take the cup of soda. They stood there looking at the cup and looking at me and looking at the cup and looking at me and saying, Abba, can I have that cup of soda? And I said, no. Now, in whose interest was that? Mine and theirs. I'm going to have to deal with the cuckoo kids, not him. You know, it's not the health issue. It's an issue that they get very hyper when they drink soda. They already had soda. We were by someone else's house. They had the soda. Now what? So yeah, the guy sitting next to me thought I was a father who's way too tough. Fine, I don't have to justify my parenting to him. You know, I'm sorry that's how he feels, but there's nothing I can do about it. But I'm going to have to deal with them. I'm going to have them on the bus ride home after they're all hyper and jittery, and they're like, yeah, there's no one to talk to. Okay, I'm entitled to be to have a normal life. I don't have to suffer because he decided he should give him a cup of soda when he knows nothing about my kids and nothing about how many sweets they had or anything. Okay, so remember, you're a parent. And as a parent, you are entitled to say what yes and no. You do have to understand what's in the kids' benefit and what works. And sometimes, even though there are well-meaning strangers who think they're going to override what you say, sometimes you turn a blind eye and let them get away with it. And sometimes you don't turn a blind eye and you say no, atkan. And you have to gauge and do what you think is right. Yeah. Yes. On this point?
No.
Okay.
Wait.